I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Immigration enforcement is a hot spot of contention in the United States. Tensions have been boiling over with protests and riots in Minnesota. Hale Ortiz is a missionary with Transworld Radio who works to reach Spanish speakers in the U.S. for Christ. He notices troubling division between churches today.
We don't need to see if we are in favor of the government or against the government. That is not a position of the church.
Instead, Christians should be asking how to align with God's kingdom values. God calls his people to honor the laws where they live, and that means illegal status is not okay. God also calls his people to love him first and love our neighbors. Ortiz says that means first caring for a person's soul with the gospel, and then their legal status. And that could mean helping them get legal counsel. Pray for God's help to reflect his perspective.
The only way that you can do that is to spend time with God. Go to God first.
And the concept of God as Father is vital for people of Afghanistan to understand. Nehemiah from FMI shares the story of Makbul, whose father was martyred for his faith in Christ. Instead of breaking Makbul, the tragedy taught him to call God his father. One day, he met Sami, an 11-year-old orphaned by the Taliban and sold into slavery.
When Makbul learned of Sami's situation, he did not just speak about Jesus. He lived the gospel moved by compassion. Makbul paid the ransom to free Sami for bondage.
The act stunned the local tribal chief, and he allowed Makbul to teach the community about Christ. They even hosted a movie night for about 70 people to watch the Jesus film. Please pray for Sami and the other fatherless children in Afghanistan, and pray also for the chief and villagers to grow in the love of their father. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.